Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome, welcome, Ryan. Mark is still not here.
He's not, is he?
No, no, no.
When you said welcome, I was hoping
you were here
would,
already.
I was hoping you were going to go, welcome, Mark!
No.
And then you were going to open the door and Mark was going to come in. But
no, no, because his body is riddled. His body is riddled. So if I opened the door, he would just be standing behind the door, but a bit like a skeleton. Like, he would fall flat forward on his face. I can't tell you what illness he has.
Well, this is the thing, and that's why he's so ill, because his body isn't riddled. It's riddled. It doesn't know. It's confused.
Yeah, it's enigmaed.
It doesn't know what it is or what's going on.
So,
and that's why it's taking so long.
So best leave him out this time.
Yeah,
but it's,
I don't want
Ryan
to catch
Baxter,
whatever he has.
Exactly. It's Anthony Richardson and Ryan Baxter for another meeting of Football Land. Here's a jingle.
Football Land.
Now, Ryan, we've had many people getting in touch.
Many.
They are asking, how do I pitch a ride to Football Land?
Yeah.
What you have to do is quite simple, isn't it, Ryan? What do you do?
Fax.
Yep, and? What's the...
So you write it down on a fax.
Right.
Write your idea. Or draw a picture, because I'm pretty good at deciphering stuff. So I'll work it out. I'll fill in the blanks.
Yeah.
I do that a lot with Mark's ideas.
Uh-huh.
And just then you fax it. You put it in a fax machine.
Yeah, yeah.
And it gets here.
That's right.
I think
it gets
that's
here.
How faxes
or,
work.
Or.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Or.
Yeah.
Join our Patreon.
Oh.
Patreon.com/footballland.
Oh.
Chuck us a couple of quid.
Yeah.
And then write your idea on that.
Yeah.
That's the idea.
Oh.
Write your idea on that. And then we will read out your idea and discuss it on the show and make the ride in our theme park, Football Land, the world's first and only football theme park.
What's the Patreon fax number?
Oh.
What you got then?
Right, well, my ride idea is not a ride idea.
Oh.
It's called Claudio Ranieri's Emergency Room.
Oh.
The Tinker Man. The Tinker Man is back.
No.
He's back at Watford.
He is.
Although by the time this goes out, will he still be at Watford? We don't know. But I've always liked the idea of the Tinker Man downing his tinkery football tools and tinkering with a different type of poor tool, the scalpel. I'm envisaging a hospital at Football Land where you go to have yourself fixed up.
Yeah.
But it's Claudio Ranieri behind the surgeon's mask.
Ooh,
okay. And
terrifying.
He can tinker to his heart's content on your body. Why will people do this? Well, in a lot of countries, healthcare is expensive.
Yeah.
America.
It is. Yeah.
You know, a lot of countries, it costs literally an arm and a leg to have your arm and a leg fixed.
Yeah.
Not in the UK.
No.
But there's a lot of people in America who might not have healthcare insurance who are like, or maybe they do, but it doesn't get covered because, you know, insurers are just, they're crooks, right?
Naughty.
So we offer free healthcare.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm.
The only thing you have to do in return for the free healthcare is get treated by Ranieri in front of an operating theatre full of chanting fans. Okay, so we give Rowdy O'Clanieri.
Rowdy O'Clanieri.
All the tools he needs.
Yeah.
Plus a few common Tinkerman tools.
Nice.
So I'm talking a small metal hammer.
Yes.
A flathead screwdriver.
Yes.
Nobody uses a flathead. some flat nails like your dad had in the 80s that don't have a head to them. Have you ever seen those nails?
Yes.
And a magnifying glass that you can attach to your eye.
Oh.
That tinkers do have.
Yeah.
And 12 assorted different types of thread and a box that says assorted cogs.
Okay.
So that's what Ranieri's got, but he's also got all of your mod cons in the medical field. He's got a scalpel, he's got the tongs, he's got the thongs, the bongs, and the clongs. He's got all of it.
All of it.
Okay. He's got all of it.
Is there an operation reference here?
Yes. Well, if he.
Operation the game.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is, but it's primarily healthcare. But if he does drop a tool inside your body, and then he gets it out, that will be televised for, that'll be an extra added bonus.
Yeah,
he's got
nice.
3 hours to make it better because there's going to be a lot of people going through the doors. Yeah. And, you know, he can do anything he wants. He's going to have a tinker in your body. He's going to, take away your kidney if he feels like it. He could give you a set of boobs.
He
can reorder things unnecessarily.
Just
he can bring things in.
Change your ribs around from top to bottom rather than...
He's just going to have a tinker.
Yeah.
He's just going to have a tinker in there. You're going to be under general anaesthetic. It's not going to hurt at the time.
Yes.
It's free, mate. Yeah. It's free. And you'd be paying a lot for that to be done properly in the US.
Yes.
And imagine the crowds chanting. An operating theatre in Victorian times, people did come in. They paid to go in and watch an operation taking place. And I think we need to bring that back.
Yeah.
Because football, as you know, football was invented in the Victorian times.
Very much so.
So let's bring in some more Victorian aspects into modern medicine.
Yeah.
Claudio Ranieri can tinker to his heart's content, but I will not stop any other tinkering manager to have a go too.
Okay.
But they've got to be at the same level of tinkering as Claudio Ranieri.
Yeah.
You know, to the extent where... If Claudio Ranieri didn't already have the nickname the Tinker Man, then they would have that nickname.
Yeah. I know there's this nice healthcare aspect to that. Could we also allow or permit people that kind of want something, illicit?
Right.
Like I'm thinking of that woman that tried to turn herself into a cat.
Yeah.
And there's the lizard guy.
Yeah.
Is that permitted? Are
it is permitted,
That kind of want to be something else, you know, like say I want to be a giraffe.
Yeah.
And I'm going to need my neck stretched, but it's going to take too long. Could I come to football land and, get my femur switched for my neck bones?
Well, Ranieri tinkered with players to such an extent that he did change their roles on the field.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he brought N'Golo Kante back a bit, so that he was a bit more defensively minded.
Yeah.
He changed like Okazaki into sort of a number 10 into a bit of a poacher.
Yeah.
So there's no reason he can't make your bum a bit bigger with his tinkering and you know, put your lips, I don't know how plastic surgeons do it, but just put some of your thigh into your lips to make them bigger.
Okay.
You know, but he wouldn't use the thigh because that's what normal surgeons do. He'd use your armpit or, your scrotum. So you'd have scrotum lips. Okay. And that you'd be thankful because Ranieri, if he's had 22 clubs that he's managed around that, I'd say about 10 of them he's done a really good job at.
Yeah.
So if, you'd be laughing if you had about just under 50% success rate.
There's a good chance.
There's a good chance that your surgery is going to go well.
Yeah.
You know, he's going to tinker down there. He's going to move a bit of your stuff out. And if he doesn't think you need some of your body organs, he's going to take them out and replace them with shinier things. So why not just let him have a fiddle down there, for goodness sake? You prude. Ranieri is going to sniff you. He'll sniff you from head to toe. He's got a nose for ailments. He'll sniff your liver. He'll sniff your, everything. And he'll sniff for ailments.
Yeah.
And he'll also judge by your accent whether you come from a country where your healthcare is expensive.
Yeah.
So he can detect two things.
Yeah.
Nose and ear.
Yeah.
Is what he uses.
Yeah.
And then touch. He will touch you.
He's using all his senses.
He will touch you.
Yeah.
He will touch you. Mm-hmm. And then he'll there and then decide what he will do surgically to make you better. Not necessarily the thing you were ill with in the first place, but that's the Tinker Man.
Yeah.
In Ranieri's household, a problem halved is a problem erased.
Erased.
Yeah. So he will look at, you know, he'll know that there is an ailment, but he's not a medical man.
No.
He won't know exactly how to fix it, so he'll try and fix something else.
Yeah.
But at least then you won't be thinking about your actual real ailment. You'll be thinking about the thing that's been improved.
Yeah.
I think there should be a limit with Ranieri where if an injury or ailment is too serious, he hands it over to a more serious manager, someone a bit like Roy Hodgson or, you know, one of your serious, Carlo Ancelotti.
Yeah,
because Carlo Ancelotti, he...
Good bedside manner.
Really good bedside manner, and he's not going to mess your body up.
No. He's almost definitely going to improve it.
Yeah.
So he might get bored halfway through the surgery and leave for another patient that needs more attention.
Yeah.
Which is problematic.
Mm-hmm.
But then that's why we have Rafa Benitez on
standby.
On standby at all times.
That's right.
Because he will come in...
With his facts.
With his facts, exactly, and fix your webbed feet.
And he's good with them because he knows, because he looks a bit like a toad.
Yes.
So he'll know how to fix webbed feet in a way that Carlo Ancelotti won't.
No. Well, that's
Thank you.
That's good. And I think you've picked some good substitute doctors there.
That's it, I think. I think we should have a vote on that. All in favour of Claudio Ranieri's operating theatre, say aye. 3, 2, 1. Aye.
Aye.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
I mean, that'd be nice. It's good to have the Tinker Man back.
It's good to provide another service in countries where healthcare isn't free.
Yeah. Okay, we've had a Patreon.
Woo!
We have got a Patreon pitch. It's from Nick Dunmore, our old friend.
Yeah.
And it's called First on Last Off. And he writes, First on Last Off, the training ground, a.k.a. Folo Tzigg. He says, there is no one in football who gets as much respect as the player who is first on and last off the training ground. But how can we earn a crumb of that kind of validation in our own lives? Good question.
Very good question.
Here's how. First on, last off is a touch the truck style interactive game for guests who test their dedication and commitment to earning the mythical respect of everyone in football land.
Yeah.
Upon entering the gates each Monday morning, it's a race to a raised training ground in the centre of the park. You are allowed to do anything, anything. He's put that in between those two big dashes.
Yeah.
He wants emphasis. You're allowed to do anything, anything to make sure you get there first. Tripping, biting, insults. In many ways, it's a throwback to the ancient days of early football.
Yeah.
I.e. before 1992.
Uh-huh.
Once you're in there, you're on your own. It's a rolling battle to last the longest.
Wow.
It's a mix of endurance, hunger strike, and extreme focus. You'll need to resist any other competitors coming from all angles to drag you down or distracting you from the sidelines with delicious food, for instance.
Oh, gosh.
You'll need to ignore your own family begging you to come and enjoy the attractions with them. You'll need to battle hallucinations from the lack of food. The ultimate goal is to literally be both the first on and last off. But in the event of hospitalizations and or deaths, then there can be individual prizes for the first on or last off, plus the hard yards award for the person with the longest unbroken stint.
I like the idea of the training ground. However, I feel like it's too easy just to stay on it, even though like food and that, you can lie on a training ground forever.
Yeah.
And it basically become a grave. So I think it needs to be more of like, you know, the touch the truck, physically touching something, touching either a football, touching a big statue of a Ballon d'Or.
Yeah. So you have to keep your hand on it.
Yeah. Or stay on it like a King of the Hill sort of scenario.
There is those sort of old, this sort of Shrovetide games where they chuck a giant medicine ball out of a closed bank, a boarded up bank window on Shrove Tuesday. And then people fight for the whole day to be holding the ball at the end.
Yeah.
You know, football has its origins in those kind of games. So yeah. I like what you're saying in terms of like, you know, yes, the training ground can sort of become a grave. So potentially a bit too easy, but not if somebody's trying to drag you off.
No, no. Well, that's true. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, I like the fighting aspect of that. And also getting first onto the training ground, the you know, like the gates open and then whoosh, there's 15 people like leaving their families trailing in their wake.
Yeah.
And, you know, saying, I'll see you next Tuesday.
Yeah.
But not in the sweary.
No.
More in the actual, like, I will genuinely the flight. Leaves back on Tuesday, so I will see you at the airport on Tuesday.
You know,
I might be emaciated by then.
You know those, You know those, they're like the wall, those spiky men they stick in the ground.
Yes.
To form a wall or an obstacle for sort of running around on training grounds. Could one of those be in the middle?
That you've got to touch.
That you've got to touch and keep a hold of.
Yeah. See, I like that. I like the focal point of it. And I think the training ground itself, it needs a focal point. And I think it's either a man in a wall, like, you know, Trent Alexander-Arnold is just on adverts for like...
Deodorant.
New Balance and deodorant. Yeah. He's just on his own taking set pieces. It's kind of like everyone else has been vaporized. It's like an apocalypse, but Trent Alexander-Arnold is still taking free kicks into open goals.
I had this conversation with a friend the other day. I was like, if I was a professional footballer, I would go into the actual ground after training.
Yeah.
So I go from the training ground to your home stadium, and I just sort of like, I'd have a little extra bit of training in there, in the surroundings, you know what I mean, like bending a few free kicks, you know, just get used to kind of, if I was a winger, I'd just, you know, run up those sides of that wing, you know, really kind of maximize my sort of time as a professional footballer.
Absolutely.
But also really as a commitment to the craft, whereas footballers they just go home, don't
they?
They
do just go home, and they're first on, last off. But why aren't they first on, never off? Why aren't they sleeping at the ground? Why isn't their house on the ground? A bit like in 19th century Paris, where everyone, their houses were on bridges. Why aren't their houses on the training ground?
Yeah, well, you're sort of forgetting there's two aspects to this game.
Yeah.
There's part one, which is the mad rush.
Yeah.
It's sort of like January sales.
Yeah.
Black Friday,
of course.
So, you know, this is going to appeal.
Cold Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to appeal to those people, you know what I mean? And they're good at that. You know, you see them, there's quite often quite big guys at the front. They're throwing elbows.
Mm-hmm.
So, maybe there's a way we can check people's bank statements to see, you know what I mean? I think there should be a qualifying process, because I don't want too many of the kind of Black Friday, next Christmas sales.
Yeah,
Boxing
the
Day.
Bullies.
Yeah, I don't want too
the
many
Boxing
of them.
Day bullies.
Yeah, because that's, you know, Margaret with a big handbag that she comes swinging. You know, I think we should maybe vet people.
Uh-huh.
And it's not that they can't play, but they've got to go to the back of the queue.
Right.
Like a sort of at a marathon, but in reverse.
A marathon in reverse.
The pros go at the back.
That would be
a
great marathon if you put like Mo Farah and the like at the back,
and
they had to run through like a novelty dinosaur.
Yeah.
Gunnosaurus running in front of them.
Yeah.
Like, let's see you beat a world record time now.
Yeah.
Because they've had it too easy for too long, marathon runners.
Exactly.
Elite marathon runners.
Mm.
You know, they're not sort of running behind Paul Barry and Tony, the third Jocko brother, who are doing a human centipede for the Alzheimer's Society.
Exactly.
So, yeah. And also, why aren't the elite marathon runners dressing up in costumes?
If you're that good.
Yeah.
Dress as a fridge. No, actually, a real fridge.
Dress as a
Get
real
inside
fridge.
Inside a real fridge and run the London Marathon
Let's
in a fridge.
See Boris Johnson yourself for 26 miles, 0.2.
Yeah.
For, you know, raise money for a charity. Stop doing the London Marathon for your own monetary gain.
And your fancy shoes.
Yeah. Like, it's supposed to be a charity fun run, and you've got Paula Radcliffe et al. running to win 300 grand or something.
Yeah.
It's time we took the money away from them and spread it evenly amongst the marathon runners who are doing it for charity, because you've got to like raise a certain amount, like 300 quid in like the Great North Run minimum. Let's take the prize money away from the elites and give 300 quid each to every competitor so they don't have to use their own money to meet the minimum threshold to raise money for charity.
Yeah. Or they can forgo that and run in a fridge.
In a fridge, yeah. It's that or that. If you want your 300 grand, Boris Johnson yourself.
Yeah. And then there's part two.
Oh, yeah.
Which is obviously, once you get there, that's a different game entirely. That's about grip strength, isn't it?
Yeah.
Grippers. So if you are gripping to, say, one of those spiky training ground men, it's fixed to the into the grass. It's tethered. It's not coming out.
Right. Okay.
So it's fixed and you get there first and you've got your hand on it. And then it's, stamina, duration. It's all of that. So who has good grip?
Goalkeepers.
Goalkeepers have good grip, but mostly two hands. Who's good at gripping poles?
Pole vaulters.
Pole vaulters.
Yeah.
Yeah, we probably want to...
Sergei Bubka.
We want to screen for them as well.
Yeah, just make sure that they're not getting an unfair advantage.
And probably people that...
Well, we could grease it. We could grease the training ground man so that nobody has a fair grip on it.
Yeah.
And you're continually sort of trying to grip it. You don't lose if you're out, but as long as you grip it once every 10 seconds, it's slimy.
But
very
you've got
slimy
people trying
and oily.
To pull you off.
Yeah.
Because let's say there's only
sexy,
one person can grip it at a time.
Yeah.
It's covered in Vaseline.
Yeah.
And deep heat.
Yeah.
And so I think that makes it a bit fairer.
Yeah.
To kind of, you know, people that get the tube, they're quite good at gripping.
Oh, God,
like,
they are.
You know
aren't
what
they?
I mean? The poles and stuff. And, you know.
And pole dancers.
And pole dancers, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not even gripping it. They're just writhing around it.
Yeah. So they, if anything, they'll be good at this one because this is greased up like the poles that they use.
Evade, you know.
Yeah.
So again, maybe let's vet for pole dancers. And pole vaulters and tube riders and put them at the back of there with the Black Friday guys as well.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, it's tough.
It's tough, yeah.
You know, because Margaret is turning up.
Yeah, she wants to stay on for 5 days and, you know, not eat and drink and just grip onto a man, for goodness sake. A fake man. All right, well, I'm ready to vote on that. I think... So all in favour of Nick Dunmore's first on, last off, the training ground, F-O... L-O-T-T-G.
T-T-G.
Say I. 3, 2, 1.
I.
Congratulations, Nick. Thank you. Yeah. Thanks for sending your idea.
Well done.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Young man, we're building football land. I said, young man, we could do with a hand. I said, young man, do you understand? You could get in on this. You need to head on to PATR. Send us whatever you think. It might be good, it might stink. We will talk about it anyway. You need to head on to PATR. Chuck in a couple of pound. We'll bat your thoughts all around. And it might just make our day.
Send us your ideas at patreon.com/footballland.
Thank you. You've got an idea.
Yeah, it's not an idea, and it's not my... Well, it is an idea.
All right.
But it's not...
Your idea.
It's not my idea.
Is it Mark's
and
idea?
And it's not Mark's idea. No. You know we've been getting letters.
Yeah, we have.
We've been getting quite a lot of letters. This isn't the first letter that we got in Football
No,
Land.
But it's the first letter we've chosen to read out.
It's the first letter we've chosen to read out.
Quality control.
I mean, this letter isn't even the first letter from this person.
Right.
We've had a lot of letters from this person, and they've been getting increasingly desperate, haven't they?
Oh, yeah. I think I know what I'm going to say.
Yeah, but I'm going to read you this first one because it's the least murderous.
Okay.
It's from Timu Pukki.
Yeah, Norwich City.
Yeah.
Finland.
And I guess I'll just read the letter.
Go on.
And then we'll try and sort of deal with it.
Okay.
After, you know. So it says, Dear Football Land, spelt correctly, no space.
No space between the football and the land.
He's listening and he's trying to butter us up.
Yeah.
He says, I'm wondering if you can help me. He's gotten a bit confused here. He's gotten as confused as, I don't know, Jim will fix it or something. because I don't know if we can help him, but
right.
let's see. And he's, yeah, like I say, he's buttering us up with the Football Land spelling properly. He says, since the very earliest days that I arrived in England, I had the most brilliantest of ideas.
Okay.
But not sure brilliantest is a word, Timo, but fine. Over the years, I have told my teammates about it again and again, but they refuse to help and now they refuse to listen. In fact, our form often reflects how much I have bugged them about this idea.
Yeah.
And I fear they have inserted some sort of de-listening device in their ears. So worried are they that I might approach them at a corner to pitch them this idea once again. Well, so he says, I mean, this is, it's, you know, pretty serious stuff. So he says, so you see, dear reader, how desperate I am. Please help, not just me, but also the team of Norwich.
Right.
I don't know what to, I mean, you've read the other ones. I mean,
yeah, this, yeah, no, this is actually, I mean, like, at least it's not to, written in shit.
Yeah, I mean, he gets really angry in the later letters. But so then he said to us, right, and then he's got, the idea came to me one taxi ride through the great city of Norwich, where I happened to glance upon a local eating establishment. Nailed to the wall was a sign that read Pucker Pies.
Yeah.
It was there and then that the idea came to me. I know what you're thinking. What a lazy idea. Well, save it. He's written that in caps.
Yeah.
And italics.
That's what he shouts when he shoots to a goalkeeper. Save it.
He says, well, save it. I've heard it all before from my teammates and my long-suffering wife.
Yeah.
But bear with me. Think of the flavours we could bring together. A fusion of the best of Finnish cuisine and cuisines from all around the world, just like your chicken tikka balti pie.
Okay.
And then he's put a list of options.
Right.
Do you want to hear them?
I do. Yes, please.
Okay. He said, we could have stoat in the hole pie.
Do they eat stoat?
He's put it.
Right. Okay.
Seal blood pudding pie.
Oh,
and
wow.
Moose pie.
Moose.
So I'm assuming some kind of moose pate.
Oh.
In a pie.
Yeah.
Peri-peri polecat.
Peri-peri polecat.
Yeah. Kung Pao porpoise.
Wow.
Holy moly mole, which I think is a Mexican mole.
Mm-hmm.
Steak and kidney otter.
Yeah.
And then chicken chow mink.
Right.
And lemming chicken.
So do they eat a lot of small cats type animals?
Yeah, I think this must be quite North Finland, I'm assuming, is where he's
very elk-based diet.
It is, and it's funny you say elk-based, because he's also written, I also have a signature pie, a bit like a chef's special. It would be called the Nicholas Anelka.
Right,
and that's it. He doesn't. He doesn't
say. He doesn't say anything. So he's.
I don't know whether that is like. Is he planning to shave bits off Nicholas Anelka?
What, like he's a giant doner kebab,
like a kebab, and mixing that with elk?
Oh gosh!
Or is it? Is it a
or an elk?
Or an elk? And it's just of his attempt at sort of name based puns. But then he and that's it. He pretty much ends the letter and he just says, "I wait to hear your reply. Best wishes, Timu Pukki."
Timu, stoat, mink, and the like.
Yeah.
They're not foodstuffs. They are not foodstuffs. I'm sorry. Stoat. Yeah, I'm not.
They're quite small.
Quite small. It's like eating a squirrel, isn't it?
Yeah, but people do, I guess.
Well, I mean, I'm looking through what they eat in Finland, and honestly, it's really raised my eyebrows.
Yeah.
This is a country that still drinks mead. You know, they're very set in the past, cuisinistically. And I'm speaking as an English person, and I'm fully aware that our food is absolute shite. But this is taking it to a new level. A starter, cabbage rolls.
Yeah.
Cabbage rolls.
Yeah.
Game. So very gamey nation. Pea soup, usually served on Thursday, along with a dessert pancake.
Oh.
A dessert pancake with the pea soup. Or is it a starter and an end? Because pea soup, that's not filling anyone up.
No. No. Also, cabbage rolls.
Yeah.
Is that cabbage rolled in cabbage? Is that cabbage inside cabbage?
It's cabbage inside cabbage.
Cabbage in cabbage.
Yeah, double cabbage.
Double cabbage.
I'm sorry, Timu, but looking through...
Be careful what you say.
Your cuisine.
Yeah.
And again, I'm speaking from the country that our idea of... our favourite dishes is just other people's dishes.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, I can't talk glass houses, but we're not eating a fish pasty loaf called kalakuku. We're not eating that. Yeah. We're not eating blood dumpling soup. Why?
See?
Why do you have to have dumplings full of blood? Dumplings are supposed to be nice. Why?
You want to see the doctor
why
about
make
that?
It into a horror film? Why? I know, but it's nighttime all the time for 6 months a year in Finland. But for goodness, is that because they can't see what they're eating?
I think
and they'll just eat anything.
I think some of it's confusion. I think they've gone for one. You know what I mean? They've gone for their sort of, you know, 10% fat beef mince, and they've accidentally picked up a stoat and put that in the pan instead. You know, and it. That's easily done in the dark, you know.
Yeah.
I like what he's done with further down his sort of menus where, like, I'm up for Kung Pao porpoise.
Yes.
You know, I think that level of sort of flavouring is going to sort of hide any, you know.
Mm.
I think I saw Ray Mears eat a gannet once and he was like, you know.
I need to wash this down.
He was like sick on himself.
Yeah.
And then he ate his sick because...
like a dog.
That's what you do when you're trying to survive.
When you're in Finland.
In the pretend for TV.
Finland has the highest coffee consumption per capita in the world, averaging 12 kilograms of coffee per person annually. That's because your food is shit.
Yeah.
That's because you're literally trying to drown away the taste by burning your taste buds to such an extent that you can't taste your mink. Delight.
I'll be honest, chicken chow mink is speaking to me. I reckon I could probably eat a bit of mink alongside some chicken in a chicken chow mein inside a pie.
Yeah.
I mean, to be honest, we're criticizing Timu, but I'd eat almost anything in a pie casing.
Absolutely, I would. And I think you would if you were Finnish. Finnish cuisine, the Wikipedia page, is the only national dish cuisine Wikipedia page I've known to have its own criticism section. So, like, that speaks volumes. Criticism. Basically, Silvio Berlusconi said he started an anti-Finnish food campaign in 2001.
Wow.
He said, I've been to Finland and I had to endure the Finnish diet, so I'm in a position to make a comparison.
Yeah.
He started an anti-Finnish food... I mean, like, I know he's quite a populist sort of person.
Yeah.
But you know, if a politician is so offended by your dishes that they've actually started their own focus pressure group against you for no reason, you know you need to have
you're
a think about it.
Wrong.
So I think Timmy Pookie is actually he's earmarked a problem with their cuisine, and everyone's got problems with it. You know, various parts of you know your culture or whatever. You know, the Finnish are great people. They make wonderful shoes that are a bit pointy, and
they're great fun. They're up for almost anything.
And they're good at cross-country skiing.
Yeah.
Let's not take that away from them.
No.
However, their diet needs to have another look. And it's not like they've got any excuse. You go to Sweden, wonderful diet. You go to IKEA, you have great meatballs.
Yeah.
Norway. Yeah. Can't say a single thing about Norway, but I'm sure it's
like
great.
Sweden, but, but Norgish.
Yeah. Norgish meatballs.
Yeah.
And, you know, the Swedish chef on The Muppets. I mean, that's how, you know, famous that cuisine is.
Yeah.
Finland, you're in Scandinavia, you've got no excuse. You're basically next to these countries. What the fuck are you doing with yourselves?
Well, I mean, that's obviously what Timmy's trying, isn't it? He's been the bigger man. He's not referenced Berlusconi in his letter to us, although he might have done in later letters because they're almost, you know, they're unreadable, totally incomprehensible as his sort of fury has gotten bigger and bigger, gotten greater and greater, you know. So I like what he's doing. He's trying to reach out gently to us as Football Land, you know, and we seem to be this kind of increasingly philanthropic organisation. And so he spotted that, you know, with like the Ranieri Operating Theatre and stuff like that. He said, these guys, so when he said, maybe you can help me, he knew that we could.
Yeah.
And so he knows that, you know, that's why he sort of started stoating the whole pie, seal blood pudding pie. He started really harsh and then he's eased into, you know, lemon chicken, you know what I mean? Chicken chow mink, the holy moly mole. I'm up for eating a bit of mole.
Yeah.
If it's got a bit of mole sauce on
Absolutely.
In a pie, yes, please.
Yes, please. And any of that in a pie, I'm all for.
Exactly.
All for, a bit of gravy.
And so he's tickling us. We've been skewed. We've been biased by his mad letters.
Yeah.
And we've looked at his revisionist history. We've looked back at the first letter.
And thought, you know what?
He's mad.
But he's not appealing to us from Finland to say, listen, guys, Jacques Chirac said that, you know, just after Britain, Finland has the worst food in the whole world. Mm. He wants to just bring himself just above Britain, okay? Yeah. He wants to do a massive PR mission.
Yeah.
How do you appeal to the Brits? Mm. You stick anything in a pie.
Yeah.
Stick your Finnish national dishes in a pie and you'll leapfrog Britain in the worst food in the world category.
Yeah.
Fair play to you, Timo. I'm all in.
Yeah.
I'm all in.
All right, let's, okay. I'm going to draft him a letter back right after we've done this vote. All those in favour of Timu Pookie's pies, which I'm assuming is some kind of stall, food concession.
I'm sure it would be,
yeah.
Wedding caterers.
I was going to say, let's not go mad, but
I've gone mad.
Who's catering your wedding, Anthony? Timo Pookie. He's doing some Finnish pies, fusion pies. Okay, all those in favour of Timo Pookie's pies making its way into Football Land as a lovely, delicious little pastry-covered food concession. After three, say aye. 3, 2, 1.
Aye. Congratulations,
well
Timo.
Well done,
thank
Timo.
You, Timo.
Well
and done. Stop writing to us.
Yeah, please stop writing to us now.
It's time to go. It's time to go. It's time to go. It's time to go.
Yeah.
So let's shut up.
Oh.
And
you're the only one talking.
Yeah, true.
Shut yourself up.
Story of my life.
Well, just before, again, it's the patron thing.
Oh, mate.
Be a patron.
Be a patron.
Be
Come
a patron. On. Come, you know, if you're a fan. Go to patreon.com/footballland and, you know, join us in our quest for stuff. And if you don't want to do that, you know, tell your friends. Or if you don't want to do that, keep it to yourself.
Yeah. But just, you know, I know your phone has got an auto download for this podcast.
Yeah.
So you can't escape us. So, you know, even if you don't want to do either of those things and you just auto-download it, well, fine, because we've still got your downloads, mate.
Do you think we should maybe end a football land without threatening?
No.
Okay.
That was a polecat.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.